Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. As Congress continues its stalemate over raising the debt limit, Nevada U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto questions why Senate Republicans are blocking efforts to raise the limit after their states received federal coronavirus relief. During Tuesday's hearing of the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, Cortez Masto, a Democrat, had this exchange with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
The work that we are doing to increase the debt limit has a lot to do with that debt that was incurred back then to address the pandemic. Isn't that right?
That's true. Raising the debt limit allows us to pay bills that were incurred because of those acts and others of Congress.
So just so I can clarify, so my colleagues who are refusing to come to the table to address this, they are getting the benefit of that relief in their states, however, correct?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell objected to raising the debt limit on a simple majority vote, saying he wouldn't support Democrats' spending plans. Congress must come up with a solution before tomorrow's deadline to avoid a partial shutdown. The current public debt is more than $28 trillion. Ski resorts are beginning to prepare for another pandemic winter. That includes one of the region's top resorts, requiring masks and vaccinations for some indoor activities. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Vail Resorts owns prominent ski hills in Colorado, Utah, and in California near Lake Tahoe. It recently announced it'll require masks and proof of vaccination for those 12 and older who want to eat indoors at cafeterias. Vaccinations won't be required for guests anywhere else in the resorts, though they have to wear masks inside. Skiers and snowboarders won't be required to wear a mask outside on the hill. Vail Resorts and Aspen Snowmass in Colorado are also mandating vaccination for all their employees. Adrian Saya Isaac is with the National Ski Area Association. She says these vaccine requirements are to protect vulnerable populations.
Especially young children who can't get vaccinated that are joining us on the slopes and are in our ski and ride program.
Other big resorts in the region are expected to announce their COVID-19 plans in the coming weeks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
A number of Sierra ski resorts have announced multi-million-dollar expansions. Vail Resorts recently announced that North Star California and Heavenly Mountain will get new high-speed chairlifts. Mount Rose Ski Tahoe announced Tuesday that plans are underway to expand the Lakeview area of the mountain to include additional ski terrain and a new high-speed chairlift as well. The expansions are among the largest in history for each of the ski resorts. The updates are expected to be completed ahead of the 2022-23 winter season. University of Nevada, Reno, President Brian Sandoval says the school will use the next decade to expand enrollment and educational opportunities for all students. Sandoval made the comments during his first State of the University address yesterday. That goal includes increasing enrollment to 25,000 students by 2030. He says it's part of what he likes to call the Wolfpack way.
Now, when I look to the future, I see an institution that places a premium on realizing the hopes and dreams of all our students. That through this crucible of the pandemic, we are preparing a new generation of leaders who understand that we must adapt to an evolving societal, technology, and climate landscape.
Sandoval says he also wants UNR to join the American Association of Universities. It's an exclusive group of major research universities that aim to uphold strong academic research and education standards, although he admits it could take several years. As a note of disclosure, the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station. And students in the Carson City School District will need to continue to wear masks for the foreseeable future. At last night's school board meeting, the district announced it'll continue its policy of requiring masks for all individuals, including students, parents, employees, and volunteers. They all must wear face coverings when indoors and on school buses. The requirement will stay in place until COVID City's COVID-19 transmission rate falls to the low category for two consecutive weeks. The area is currently under the high transmission category. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.